Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Dominic Cortez with you. Thanks to my son, Nicholas, and our good friend, Joe Vanderbosch, for filling in last week as his mother and I took a little weekend trip around the Finger Lakes, which was great. Our subject today is lead paint, and we've invited Tom Oscarella from the Erie County Department of Health to come on in for the closing day of National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dominic.
It's great to have you back. It's been a while. COVID kind of delayed our somewhat regular appearances with you.
It did. COVID took a big chunk of my life away from working.
Yeah, you're probably still focused heavily on COVID.
I am.
And you're going to be at the game tomorrow and checking for proof of vaccination.
Yep, we'll be there with 40 other health department employees.
So, you know, you said something which we're going to not dwell on COVID today. We want to talk about lead paint, but you said something that we should get into the listeners' ears about the fact that you're not there to stop them from getting into the game. You're there to make sure they do get in the game.
Right. You got to look at it from that point of view. If the bills were taking ID and 100% following the rules, you present a copy or something that's not listed as acceptable, you should be walking back to your car. They're referring that to us and letting us work with you, get your ID, confirm your vaccination, and facilitate your entrance in
there. There you go. I mean, you're still, unfortunately, unable to really totally navigate the entire audience, but at least you're getting a segment to verify their vaccination.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning. We're going to be speaking about lead paint. First of all, starting with the fact that Erie County has older housing stock and therefore a larger percentage of homes that predate 1978 and therefore have lead paint in them.
Yeah, City of Buffalo is one of the older areas in New York, and most probably 95% of the houses are pre-1978 in the areas that we work in.
Mm-hmm. So the point that lead paint exists is the starting point. And then what we've learned about what lead paint can do to people is the consequence of the use of lead in paint. And now the education that we're trying to impart into building and homeowners' minds about the hazards of lead paint. So let's walk through what some of the consequences are of contaminating, you're getting contaminated with lead paint.
Sure. It affects children the worst, and then it will affect adults. It's not as bad, but children, it gives them lifelong disabilities with their education levels and mm-hmm. how they act and different things like that.
Cognition.
Yeah, it's scary. And mm-hmm. they found lower and lower levels in the blood are causing problems with these children. So level went down to 5 a couple years ago, action level, 5 micrograms per deciliter. The CDC just changed their recommendation reference level to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter 2 days ago.
So they're reducing what can be dangerous.
Yeah, they're reducing what's dangerous to the children and what the action level's being. So mm-hmm. that is fresh, and there's been no changes right now, but it looks like it's coming.
When we first started promoting the hazards of lead paint, lead poisoning, I remember a Newsweek article cover story that said, lead paint, the yuppie disease of the 90s. It was the regentrification of older homes that was leading homeowners from contaminating themselves when they were renovating older homes, removing lead paint from old woodwork, and all of those hazards. It's really very pervasive on trim, window frames, door frames, baseboards.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an excellent paint. It was exterior, and then it moved its way into the house because of its durability, kitchens, bathrooms, doorways, baseboards, and it's pretty much in main areas of all the old housing around town.
So the average homeowner listening may wonder, how do I know if I have lead paint? And what we tell our homeowners is if your home is older than 1978, there's a probably greater than 90 to 100, almost 100% chance that you do have some form of lead paint in your home. So we take the precautions. We've adopted the precautions to be universal on all of our jobs, regardless of the age of the house. And probably that's good advice, really, for any homeowner when they're dealing with dust. You don't want to ingest dust anyway, you know, sanding dust, drywall dust, and you certainly don't want to ingest lead paint dust.
Right. It's all about lead-safe work practices. You need to do the work in a way that protects you, your fellow workers, and the family that's in the house. Whether you're a homeowner doing the work in your own place to try to make it better, or you're doing it as a profession.
When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Tom about what you need to know about the hazards of lead paint in your home. And if you're a contractor, you may not know that you're obligated to be certified if you're dealing in this area, which is interior renovations, and the certification process and disclosures to the homeowner, as well as notifications of hazards within where the site is with putting up signs, are all required now by the EPA.
Yes, back in 2010, they implemented the Renovator Remodel and Painting Program, RRP, and that requires all people, businesses that are doing work in houses for compensation, so contractors, mm-hmm. renters, people who rental property owners, to be certified renovators and also certify the firm or the business that they are working with.
So that process is one that you need to be self-motivated to do. There's no one's going to send you a renewal notice. No one's going to send you a reminder notice. You have to know that you're obligated to do this.
Yeah, initially you do, and then depending where you take the course, they could send you information. Mm-hmm. Like we teach the course at the health department, and we do send out reminders that you're due for renewal, which is a four-hour class and a certificate, and then you just supply it to the EPA with your firm certification.
So for the homeowners listening, if they're in the middle of a renovation, if they've hired someone to do that, what do they need to be aware of that a renovator needs to have?
They should ask them if they're a certified renovator for RRP. Mm-hmm. And if they can't provide you proof of that certificate or some other documentation showing that, then maybe you should pass on it because mm-hmm. they might not do the work safely.
Okay. 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning here on WBEN. It is our access line for anything around the house. If you'd like to speak to Tom about this issue, you're certainly welcome to do that. But if you got a general question, we'll entertain those as well. If you're outside the 716, it's a toll-free call for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. And our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board up and running. Text us on our call-in number, 803-0930. And always, you can email me during the week at hammertime@cortese.net. Check out our cortese.net website. Everything we do is there. Our room additions, our whole house renovations, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, and retractable awnings, our small projects, and of course, outdoor kitchens and decks, all listed on our website. Or how about better than that, pay us a brick and mortar visit by coming into our brand new Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We'd love to show you around our new place. And by the way, getting ready to announce, we've finalized our relationship with a chef. It will be Jerry Clemente. He's the owner of Cipollina in Akron, New York, and he will be our resident chef conducting our monthly cooking classes, and we'll be announcing the start of those in the weeks ahead. So we're excited to be able to finally begin the cooking class process and part of bringing the heart of the kitchen into the equation of renovating your kitchen with our cooking classes. Good morning from Dominic Cortese, and before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel north on Transit Road to the Clarence side and say good morning to my paisano, Gabriel Mandalena, who's the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on Transit Road in Clarence. Buongiorno, Gabriel.
Hey, buongiorno and good morning, everybody.
Good morning. It's good to have you. It's good to, I got to see you a couple times this week. We were at the cocktail party for the launch of season 5 of Hammer Time TV, and you were there with Dan Reiniger.
Yeah, what a great, great party. Nice to see all your partners there, and what a great season you have upcoming.
Yep, we're looking forward to that. Our launch date is Super Bowl Sunday, February of 2022. So that'll be here before we know it. And before you know it, Gabe, I think we're going to start to see interest rates start to inch up.
You know, all good things have to come to an end, right? So we've had low rates for a long time, and we continue to have those low rates. Depending on what's going on with the market, that's what's going to drive rates up. And, so I would encourage anybody who's even thinking about refinancing or looking into a home equity, get in touch with somebody at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Let's have a conversation. Let's see what your needs are and match them up to the great products that we have here.
Now, you can also do financing on income property.
Yes, that's the really, really interesting part of this. And also what makes us unique is we can put that loan into an LLC name. So if somebody has rental property and, they have it in the LLC name and they want to keep it in the LLC name, we can bring them on, we can bring the LLC on and have that mortgage, investment property mortgage, or we can do actually a investment home equity.
Wow. A lot of versatility there with a bank that's very versatile, and that's Lakeshore Savings Bank. Gabriel, the manager of the Clarence branch, the phone number there, Gabe.
Phone number here is 688-6114.
Repeat that for us.
688-6114.
For 130 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
New country is howling on the all-new Wolf.
I'm 1 number away from calling you.
Your perfect playlist.
When I go back home, I got some famous friends. It's in a blue Tacoma, California.
The all-new 107.7 and 104.7 The Wolf. The most new country 60 in a row. Let's hear you howl, Buffalo. Make the switch to the all-new 107.7 and 104.7 The Wolf.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get snowblowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle your Buffalo winter. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ahrens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or if you've got equipment that's giving you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair, almost everything.
Most financial advisors can provide a financial plan, but how many actually stick with that plan and guide their clients deep into retirement?
Michael Hebern, Chief Operating Officer, Level Financial Advisors.
At Level, our advisors are implementation specialists. Our team goes beyond the initial document and works with our clients to execute their plan throughout retirement.
Level Financial Advisors' experience can help you implement your financial plan for a successful retirement. Call or text now, 727-5047. That's 727-5047.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I've been getting to know Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you need, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get snowblowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle your Buffalo winter. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ahrens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or if you've got equipment that's giving you trouble, Get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair, almost everything.
Are you looking to mark your property line and improve the look of your home? Do you have a family pet who likes to run? Now is the time to protect your family and pets with a virtually maintenance-free fence from the Vinyl Outlet. We have stocked up to save you more. Don't wait to lock in 2021 prices. Save 30% and receive special financing. Call our team today to set up your free estimate. Hurry and save money on a new vinyl fence before it's too late. 675-0800 or thevinyloutlet.com.
Let us transform your home.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. That's right, you can get a new garage door. You could have your garage door serviced. You can do an epoxy floor like we have at the Cortez household. Awesome floor, easy to take care of. It looks like a new car showroom. And it's so easy to clean, which is really what I love most about it. And then you can organize your garage too. That's right, you can do slat wall, you can do storage cabinetry, all from Gorilla Garage Gear. And when you call them today and you tell them Dominic sent you, they're going to give you special discounts. If you buy a epoxy floor, you'll get $200. And if you buy one of the other services, bigger discounts. So take advantage of that by calling Gorilla Garage Gear now at 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. The phone number again, 715-6927. Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the
1022 is Hammer Time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, and good morning to you. 803-0930, pick up the phone and give us a call if you've got a question about lead paint and how to protect your family from contamination from lead dust. It's pervasive in all of the city homes. Most of the city built before 1978, so therefore, lead paint does exist in your home, and you should be mindful of the hazards of lead paint. It could cause cognitive issues in small children from ingestion of the lead paint, which is very easy to do, Tom, in that you'll see a lot of lead dust in door and in windowsills.
Yeah, lead dust is the biggest culprit for poisoning the children. It's invisible, you can't see it. They spend a lot of time on the floor, moving around. When they get standing up, they're at the windows, looking out the windows, getting the dust on their hands. And what do little kids do? Hands go in the mouth, and that's how a lot of the poisonings, especially the low-level poisonings, happen.
So what's the best way to deal, for the average homeowner to deal with lead paint? Is it just wholesale removal of that window trim, or is there a better process?
Well, it depends what you want to do. You can do what we call interim controls, where you just stabilize the paint that's on there and then repaint it and then maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Paint over it. Yeah, you seal it up and keep it sealed. Mm-hmm. The lead dust isn't getting out. It's when the paint cracks, chips, gets deteriorated. So it's all about maintenance at that point. The gold standard solution, I guess, would be replacement of all the trim and the sill, and especially the window. Mm-hmm. The window that goes up and down is what creates the
dust. Right, the friction, right?
Yep, friction
so
impact.
So a replacement window might be a solution.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, outside the house, a little bit different in terms of the concerns, not so much one from ingestion because, you know, you're not going to typically see small children playing around, the exterior right up against the house wall, but still there's a hazard.
Yeah, the porches are a huge hazard on the old houses. If you look at them, everything's painted, the handrails, the columns, the floor, the wall, front wall, clapboard wall of the house. Odds are in those old houses that's lead paint on all of those surfaces and probably multiple levels of it from being painted over the years before the ban. And kids can get poisoned. I mean, we've seen it low level, and then we've seen it where there's been renovations done and paint chips all over the place, and little kids end up hospitalized to get rid of the lead.
Now, there's another concern with exterior renovations, and that is containing the lead paint, lead chips, from going into the ground by actually capturing them so they don't become part of the landscape.
Right. Part of the RRP training is learning how to do exterior containment using plastic and duct tape and pieces of wood to hold the plastic down, and then how to clean it and contain it and throw it out properly.
And that disposal process is not really the essence of it. It's really the containment.
It's the containment. You want to limit the amount of lead dust that is not controlled that and gets into the environment. You really want to capture as much of that up to 100% as possible.
So we have a texter, Tom, who's writing to us that's on a question about hardwood floors. A very common area to renovate in a home would be a hardwood floor. We do have to be mindful of the hazards there as well.
Yeah, the varnish and sometimes the wood fill in the old hardwood floors in the old houses contains excessive amounts of lead, and when you hit that with a sander to refinish them, you could really create a big problem in the house if you don't do it in a safe manner.
So what protocols would we advise in that setting?
That would be contain the room, plastic the room in so the rest of the house doesn't get contaminated. Use HEPA filtered vacuums attached to the sander to limit the dust, and then do proper wet cleaning and HEPA vacuuming at the end.
Okay. 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call if you have a question regarding our subject or anything around the house, like Joan has in Buffalo. Good morning, Joan. You're on WBEN.
Good, Dominic. I'm glad to talk with you. I had a new pavement put in, concrete pavement driveway, a couple of weeks ago. And the problem is that the amount that I owed was due upon completion.
Okay.
And what is happening is there are three or four large spots on those cement slabs where the water pools.
Oh.
And, of course, I didn't notice that right away, and I did call them. They said they would correct it, but it's been almost a month. So my question is, how can the pooling be corrected, and do I have any recourse at all?
So it cannot be corrected. It's all part of the installation process. There's a low spot there that's caused the pooling. How deep are these pools?
Oh, I would say pretty deep. Let me just open my door and take a look. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell. What I can say, maybe a quarter, half an inch at least, takes them a couple days to dry out.
Yeah. So that's all workmanship related. Somebody wasn't on top of the stretching process, and they either overstretched in a spot where they went negative and it made it low.
Yeah.
And then they finished it, and you know it looked fine when it was done, but then you know obviously the pooling is a result of that low spot.
Yeah.
You know, not a big concern in the summer, but probably a bigger concern in the winter.
That's what I'm concerned.
Yeah. There's really no solution. It has to be replaced.
The whole slab would have to be replaced.
Yes.
And should they do that free of charge?
So I would have a discussion with them about the hazard that they've created, because, again, in the winter, it's going to probably be a bigger deal with freezing. And what do they propose as a solution? Because I really don't like the idea of having to have a brand-new driveway cut apart to remove, you know, a low spot when it could have been avoided if the job had been done properly from the beginning. So I would rather see a whole section removed as opposed to an independent block. So maybe, you know, the sections that are around that low spot should also be replaced as part of the, you know, solution.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let me just, to summarize, not only the slab where the pooling is, and they're large slabs, you're saying the slabs that surround it also need.
Yeah, only because of the look. I mean, we want this to appear new still, and how is that going to be if they just cut out one slab? It's going to be obvious. You know, and again, if it's a reputable contractor, do you owe them money?
No, as I said, the amount was due upon completion.
Okay, so let's count on their integrity and honesty, and you know, err on the side of giving them a chance to make this right.
Yes.
And again, if they care about their reputation, then they're going to want to do that. And if they refuse, then we can take out our arsenal of tools that we can use to kind of convince them of its importance, including with complaining to the Better Business Bureau, and we can go from there.
Oh.
So keep me in the loop on it, and I'll help walk you through what we would do if they refuse.
Oh, Dominic, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good luck with that, Joan.
I feel horrible.
Yeah, I get you. But hopefully we'll have a positive solution here.
Okay, God bless.
All right, dear. Thank you. Your man for home improvement. If If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Also, a satellite showroom at the Come Home to Cortez showroom on Main Street in Clarence. Make sure you look at Basco and Flairco. They're great products, folks, and they are really elegant in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you stop in to their showroom in Wiltshire Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I had sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-939-1441. That's 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441.
Scotch Neat is one of my outlets, another outlet of mine, saving money. I can satisfy both outlets at Outlet Liquor. While other wine and liquor stores do weekly ads with a few items on sale to grab you, at Outlet Liquor, you never have to wait for a sale. You always get the best prices, genuine outlet prices, every day on the wines and spirits you enjoy. So skip the sale ads, save big every day when you stock up at the place to buy a case, Outlet Liquor. Just minutes from the airport, George Urban, near Dick Road, Depew.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get snowblowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle your Buffalo winter. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ahrens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or if you've got equipment that's giving you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair, almost everything.
Did you know that you might be overpaying for your prescription? It's okay, because there's an easy, convenient solution. Check GoodRx. GoodRx lets you compare prices at different pharmacies and shows you where to get the lowest price. Here's Joe, a doctor and GoodRx customer.
I was able to look up some medicines that I was going to get, and it saved me a good amount of money.
GoodRx is helping millions of people, and it can help you too. For simple, smart savings, check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users saved an average of 79% off retail prices. Individual compensated for their time. Visit GoodRx.com/radio to learn more.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact, vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's Dominic Cortez here. You know, you can close your windows and shut your doors, but when the cold weather starts creeping in from your roof, there's only one way to fix it. Call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you got a leak, or if your roof just doesn't look like it's going to be able to hold up to the task of holding up 100 pounds of ice and snow, yep, call Ava. When you call Ava, you get superior service and value, because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate project, drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, here's the number, 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today, 343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. You can go to avaroofing.com as well. You can select a day, a time, and the type of quote you'd like right on their website. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:38 is Hammer Time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. My guest is Tom Muscarella from the Erie County Department of Health, and we're talking about lead and the hazards of lead. We're going to go back to the callers, but before we do that, Tom, let's talk for a little bit about water. Is there a problem with lead in our water in Erie County?
No, the levels, any levels that come up are very low. The water quality is excellent here. You will see a little bit of water in some of the old parts of the city of Buffalo or the other older parts of Erie County that still have lead supply lines going from the street to your house. But as long as you keep your water moving and flowing and you don't let it sit in that pipe, you're not going to really expose yourself. We recommend in the morning after the water sat in overnight for 7-8 hours, run that water until you get that noticeable cold difference, mm-hmm. And then you're getting fresh water that shouldn't have much lead in, if any.
It's fascinating to know that water's traveling over lead, but it's not contaminated by that.
Right. It needs to sit in it and have contact time to mm-hmm. get the lead leaching into it. It doesn't just fall into it.
Explain what you know about why Flint, Michigan, had such a problem with this.
Yeah, what I remember was they had a change of where their water source came from for their water authority. And the chemistry was a little bit different, and then that caused the piping that was maintained and for years with the one water to be different and cause corrosion and cause the lead to be leaching into the new water.
Interesting. To the phones we go on a related question, and this is Ed in Buffalo. Good morning, Ed. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I was born in 1953. I grew up in a time when there was not only lead paint, but there was lead in gasoline. Lead even in the ink in our newspapers and food wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in my age cohort seems to have prospered and done okay. In fact, SAT scores were never higher than in 1969. And wouldn't the people that have worked in lead smelting factories and paint factories, wouldn't they be like walking around like zombies if lead was a hazard you guys are claiming?
Yeah, well, very good point.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on how you treated it, if you were dosed with it, or, you know, how your house was maintained for growing up in a house. I grew up in a house that was in the city of Buffalo that was probably had lead all over it, too.
Same here.
Yeah, and a lot of it's just how you are and cleanliness and
so careful. I guess the point here, Ed, is being exposed to it or being around it is not necessarily the same as being contaminated by it.
But conversely, people would have had to be contaminated by it just by default, by the law of averages, right?
So if you take that apart and all the things you listed that had lead in them, I don't necessarily know, and I don't know if you know, Tom, if lead in gas is the same kind of equation as far as contamination to the human body as opposed to lead in paint?
Leaded gasoline was definitely an issue, but it was really only when it settled into the soil in and around the residential properties, and then the kids or the people were playing in it or working in it and then getting it into their own system.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's really no disputing, Ed, that lead in paint has caused people to be contaminated and have been adversely affected by that, and it's simply from the ingestion process.
Right. There's been so much leaps forward in research and science and how it affects the body in the last 10 years. They weren't looking for it back in the 50s, 60s, 70s like they are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he brings up a great discussion point, though. Like, you know, what we used to worry about stuff, and now it's like front and center that we have to worry about it.
Well, right.
Another thing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it seem odd to you that this lead is always around windowsills and window openings?
Yeah.
I mean, lead occurs naturally in the air. It's not coming from this boogeyman of old dust particles.
Well, no. It's actually was an ingredient, a binding agent in the paint that gave paint its durability. And the dust is from the rubbing of the sash, window sash against the window frame.
Right, and the lead paint itself was it was marketed originally as self-cleaning, so it just the sun and the UV makes it dust and shed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you get that, you get the friction, you get the impact, and a window has all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And you get chipping and peeling paint, and every time you bring that window up and down and it smashes in the window well, you get a little poof of lead dust, and that gets in the house. That's
right.
Windows are your biggest culprit for poisoning kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think you're being a little disingenuous because air also has lead in it naturally. So does soil. And I think that's why it seems to always be around wind.
Right. But so what we're talking about, Ed, really isn't so much that lead isn't everywhere. It's more the concentration of contamination that is predominant in window frames, number one, as Tom just said, and how that could then adversely affect the cognitive ability of young children, because that's going to be how they ingest it, is by touching the lead dust and putting it in their mouth.
Correct, yes. And then?
Yeah, again, the people that are telling this all this too, that are all these scare tactics, have some skin in the game. They need to expand their government agency. They need more taxpayer dollars to fund their programs. And the people that are in the lead abatement industry, they've died and gone to heaven.
Well, I think you're being a little cynical. I think there's some legitimacy here to the concern, because the cognitive levels were what flagged the effect that was observed, that there was a drop in cognition, and then it was traced back to the lead paint exposure.
Right. They're showing that kids are, you know, being exposed at ages 1, 2, 3, and then when they hit school age, they're already behind the kids that weren't exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower levels are still causing problems with these kids. So it is important to address all the lead issues in a house when children are at their youngest.
So, did we eliminate some of your cynicism?
Well, not really, because I think that there might be a lot of reasons for lower cognitive abilities. But to say it was lead, when I grew up in a time when our SAT scores were the highest ever.
Well, the reason that we say that is because it was proven that lead was found in the bloodstream, so it was actually traced to a lead content within the blood.
Right, and then the lead settles into the soft tissues and into the bones, and the brain is a soft tissue, and when lead settles in there, it causes problems.
Yep. I mean, believe me, I don't think Tom or I or most of the people involved with educating on this subject are dwelling on the big business side of it. It's more the health safety side of it.
Right. I'm from the health department. We're trying to make sure that the kids and the adults and everyone in Erie County as safe and healthy and not lead poisoned.
Well, I just think it's this lead levels in children's blood. It just seems to be an arbitrary number that they pick, and then they keep lowering it and lowering it. And, I think it's the boogeyman that people say it is.
So why do you think they lowered it, Tom? Is it because they found that even at lower levels, there's still a cognitive loss?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the CDC's been doing research for years now, and they're seeing at what levels cause children cognitive issues, educational issues down the road, and they're lowering the level for action in accordance with the research.
I see. Well, good discussion with you there, Ed, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
803-0930, it's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. So we're talking about lead paint and the contamination issue that could result from ingesting it. Do you know there's other concerns, too, about breathing in dirty air? You know where they are? Yeah, in your ductwork. In your ductwork, you would never think to look there, right? But inside that ductwork, there could be other things that could make you sick. Dead skin cells, dust mite feces, all collecting down in your ductwork, circulating, and then breathing into your lungs. You want to get rid of that? Well, the only definitive and clear-cut way to do that is with my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. What they'll do is they'll come over to your house, they'll cut a hole in your ductwork, and they'll insert the patented column duct cleaning nozzle, the high-pressure hose, and then the compressor-driven air pressure will blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and then with negative pressure, they'll suck it all out, and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I was listening to a little bit just there. Unusual that I'm not on the phone, but any rate, yeah, we're talking, I think, about micron size here. So first of all, as you said, the duct cleaning is definitely what we call the first step in source contamination. And it's this simple. If you remove 95 to 99% contamination out of your duct system with Indoor Air Professionals versus the standard duct cleaning, keep in mind that the best equipment only cleans like 40 to 50% of the stuff out, and we're able to get, you know, more like 95% out, and that's why 28 of our 100 heating and air conditioning contractors were competitors, and now they've joined our team and refer us. But that's a good first start. But what it brought to my mind is all the, you know, people talk a lot about HEPA filtration. That's what our vacuums are.
Mm-hmm.
But from an air purification standpoint, we can do way better. The medical grade air purifiers that we have in stock,
mm-hmm.
Both the portable and the whole house with the DFS technology, are 40 times more efficient than HEPA. That's 40 times.
Wow.
So we're talking, like the coronavirus is 0.08 to 1.6 micron in size, and HEPA only goes to 0.3, and the DFS goes to 0.007. So it's actually 12 times smaller than the smallest coronavirus, if that's a concern of yours. But as you know, just from, like, your wife that has asthma, the HealthWay, the medical-grade air purifier, it just makes a huge difference.
There you go. 683-3000, that's the number you're going to call. And here are the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for the end of October.
Okay, yeah. So you bet, because right now we're booking the second week of December for duct cleaning. And you can get on a priority move-up list if you have a respiratory issue or other needs. But it is booked solid out at least 4 to 5 weeks. But for duct cleaning, with an all-inclusive package, you can save anywhere from $75 to $125, depending on the size of your house. But even better than that, as we discussed, the medical-grade air purifier, you can save $300 off the portable and $400 off the whole house air purifier. And you can save $250 off the high-capacity dehumidifier, which we didn't quite mention, but
yep.
People know it exists.
It's great. I love ours. It works great. It turns itself off, which means it's working. Other like the Chinese fire starter, which ran all the time and never really lowered the humidity level either. So, yeah, get one of those, too, at a discount today. 683-3000, that's the number to call. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Heat wave, heating and cooling.
Go the extra degree.
It's not just putting a big ugly unit any longer up in your wall. There's a lot of choices that customers can use to actually improve the look of the home.
Owner Robin Cloy discussing the advantages of installing a Trane Mitsubishi electric ductless heating and cooling system.
They're very quiet. There's ceiling options, there's wall-mounted options, there's floor-mounted options, there's colors and designs. These units are way more efficient than a typical furnace and air conditioning unit, a system that can do heating or cooling. A heat pump for the heating season will pull heat from the cold air outside and then transfer it to the inside, and it does the reverse in the cooling season.
Go the extra degree.
Heatwave, heating and cooling. Heatwave, heating and cooling.
In essence, they're buying a Chevy
for the price of a Mercedes, where I'm offering the Mercedes at the price of a Chevy.
Dr. Ken Monroe from Monroe Chiropractic. Reacting to the $7,000 charge some patients receive from local practices that use the DRX system, rather than Monroe's Integrity Non-Surgical Spinal Decompression, the most advanced spinal care system in the world.
If anybody should be charging that much, it should be me, because my decompression system is so much more superior than theirs. I charge almost a third to what some of these guys are charging, because it's the ethical thing to do, so that everybody can get some resolve, some resolution to their pain. Not just the wealthy, not just the well-off. I don't know why it's three times as much. I know I sleep really good at night, so I don't know about them.
Call Dr. Monroe for a consultation. 632-4476. 632-4476. Monroe Chiropractic, Main Street, Williamsville.
If you know a first responder or a member of the military that is getting ready to retire, you could buy a bottle of wine. But here's a crazy idea. Why not get a gift that makes an impact? From Steel Crazy Iron Art, Steel Crazy creates personalized badges, emblems, and unit insignias. Maybe it's not such a crazy idea after all. See a selection of custom pieces at steelcrazyironart.com or stop into their showroom at 1294 Seneca Street in Buffalo. Awards worth winning. Gifts worth giving.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get snowblowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle your Buffalo winter. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ahrens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or if you've got equipment that's giving you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair, almost everything.
So Bill Horbit Sr. and I go back to the 70s when he was working for his dad and I was working for mine. And we're both still at it. And Big L Windows and Doors on William Street in Chickawaga. They just went through a renovation and their new showroom is ready for you. And we, of course, just built our brand new building. And we have the Marvin Windows in our new building. The Essential Fiberglass Window, it's a great window. Good looking, sleek, easy to clean. And it's made out of fiberglass, which means it has more durability than vinyl. It's going to last us a lot longer. And we paid less than if it was a wooden window. They also have the Essential Window, which has the window wood interior and a fiberglass exterior. And then there's the Elevate. And then the Signature Window is the full custom window available at Marvin Windows and Thermatru Doors. All available at Big L Windows and Doors on William Street in Chickawaga, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. 895-8484 is the number. BigLWindows.com is the website. Stop in today and tell him Dominic sent you. And if you see Bill Horbit Sr., ask him what his philosophy and business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing, and that's what you get for them, the right thing with their total trust guarantee. Also, congratulate him on his recent marriage. That's right, Bill Horbit, congratulations. Big L, Windows and Doors, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:55 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese wrapping up the hour with Tom Muscarella from the Erie County Department of Health. Where should a homeowner or a landlord go, Tom, for more information on protecting their family or their tenants from lead paint?
They should give our office a call. It's Erie County Health Department, 716-961-6800.
And again, contractors should be certified if they're not.
They need to seek out a class, whether it's through a private entity or they can give us a call. And if we're back up and running classes in January, we can accommodate them.
I understand the EPA could be quite strict when it comes to catching somebody who's not certified.
They are. The fines are upwards of $30,000, $40,000 per violation, and they do not take it lightly when they go after somebody.
A texter writes, are Erie County taxpayers paying your guest hourly wage while he is on with you today? Erie County employees are not known to work for free, and it's overtime on the weekend. That's a dig, huh?
Yeah. working and supporting the program and trying to make sure lead poisoning is a message out there and people stay safe.
Exactly. So if it's a little overtime, so be it. Open windows allow the wind to blow the lead dust into the room and also into the air.
Yes, it does. That's why windows are a big component when they're leaded windows and opening and closing and the air is moving. Yeah, it moves it in. What we recommend, like for when there's lead safe work practices, windows are closed. We don't want that window open in that room that the work's being on, so the dust ends up blowing outside to the neighbors.
To Buffalo we go. And David, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Morning, Dominic. Quick question. I had a metal roof put on my cabin with a ridge vent. The soffits are vented. Should I cover up the gable vents?
Yeah. Yeah, you should, because the airflow should be one path of induction and exhaust. So the induction would occur through the soffits if they're ventilated properly, and then the exit would be through the ridge vent. The gable vent will conflict with that airflow and stop the proper conduction of the air. So yes, you're right to block the gable vents. Now, we also want to make sure, though, David, that the ridge vent was cut in properly. You should, in the attic, be able to see light coming through the ridge vent. That means that the air can get out.
Yeah, it was a very reputable contractor, I'm sure it was. But can the gable vent covering be put off till spring?
No, I wouldn't do that. I would do it before winter because the airflow in winter is actually more important than any other time of year to prevent any problems with moisture entrapment and therefore ice formation. Moisture entrapment could lead to ice formation. Just the simple presence of moisture can heat the roof deck enough where it could melt the snow, which would then refreeze and turn to ice.
All righty, I'll be down there within a couple of weeks. Thank you,
Doc. Okay, thanks for the question, Dave.
Yeah, bye-bye.
So, Tom, again, thank you for your time today, even though you got paid overtime to do it.
You're welcome. I want to get that message out there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's kind of a wry comment that texter made, but a fair one, I guess, because you are a county employee. Anyway, we work through all the issues to educate the public, which is what it's all about.
That's right.
Yeah, and you're on the streets, and you're doing the good job of that education, and you'll be at the game tomorrow, checking for vaccination passes.
Yes, we will.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing everybody next week, same time, same place, where we've been since 1989. And next week, folks, a big show on careers in the trades. There's been so much talk about redirecting people into the trades as a worthy profession. Next week, Saturday, we'll be spending the show on that subject matter, so be sure to tune in. Tell all the teachers you know to tune in as well next Saturday at 10 o'clock. Thank you to Jerry Craig. Good job as usual, and look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday, same time, as we bring in that discussion about the trades. In the meantime, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. Odyssey Station.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.